What happens if a student is profiled as potentially dangerous? Rainey asked with a frown. Do they call the cops, pat him down, and confiscate his video games? Most districts have a policy to notify the parents. Then the student can be sent to counselors or be expelled. It's being taken quite seriously.
So are the Salem witch trials.
Yes, but the witches never killed 13 people. Schools are under pressure. 3 years ago, Principal van der Zanden rejected the notion that a shooting could happen here. How much do you want to bet he's regretting it now? And if the school board hears of profiling next week, how much do you want to bet your teachers will be searching for future homicidal maniacs in between grading papers?
They all grew silent. Sanders shook his head.
Man, I could not be a teacher, he said vehemently. I see 2 to 4 homicides a week. Nice, fresh kills. And still, the thought of what's going on inside the classroom scares me to death. Half of these teachers are being bullied and harassed by their own students. And now they're supposed to actively wonder which little boys are cold-blooded killing machines? Yeah, they'll sleep well at night.
Rainey shrugged. Teachers should be used to it by now. When was the last time the PTA called for better parenting? It's always the school's fault. No matter what happens. My God, why aren't schools doing a better job of raising our kids?
Quincy smiled dryly. Spoken as 2 people who don't have children.
I wonder what did it for Danny O'Grady, Sanders mused out loud.
He doesn't seem so different from the other school shooters to me. Bit of a loner. Spends all his time in a computer lab, and can't cut it on the football field. I haven't found a teacher yet who knows of any close friends. Then you throw in the fact that his father seems to have a god complex, his parents are fighting all the time, and little Danny pretty much cut his teeth on a hunting rifle. Hell, maybe profiling would have saved the school from him. Seems like it was only a matter of time.